This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
News Radio 1070 WINA, 35 minutes after 4 o'clock. Good evening to you. Or afternoon, I should say. It's just a little darker, a little overcast, under a thunderstorm watch until 8 p.m. here on News Radio 1070 WINA. Jay James in for my good friend Coy Barefoot, who is on assignment today. All right, and a lot for us to get to. We'll talk in just less than 5 minutes with Dottie Lynch, CBS political correspondent. She'll give us some of the feedback on Elena Kagan's most recent testimony and everything that's going on up there. And at 5:07, we'll talk with Rodney Thomas of the Alamo County Board of Supervisors about this weather event and the power infrastructure and some of the implications. Speaking of weather, that watch till 8 p.m., meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel has been kind enough to join us here on WINA. Hey, Joe, good afternoon to you, man. Thanks for checking in for a little extended chat since we had a kind of microburst last Thursday.
Yeah, we did. And this situation this evening or this afternoon has been fairly similar in the general scheme of things to last Thursday. But, you know, as is always the case, the devil's in the details. The thunderstorms are always not in the same place. And I'm looking at radar right now, and it sure looks like the focus of strong thunderstorms is in areas to our east. Quite a number to our south and to our east, out toward the Chesapeake Bay and more into central Virginia, and they're moving eastward. So, now, it certainly could be another shower or gusty thunderstorm this evening, but the potential for anything damaging at this point seems to be fairly minimal.
Oh, music to our ears, Joe. That's what we want. Can we account for anything, Joe, for us lay people who just really, you know, you guys are the meteorologists. You're the ones who study this stuff. Why it's been so severe? Is it just the heat? I mean, what accounts for this kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's been a combination of two things. It's first of all been the heat. It's been obviously unusually hot and humid, even for us. And the jet stream across the northern tier of states, right near the U.S.-Canadian border, has been a little farther south than normal. And so what happens is anytime one of these little disturbances in the jet stream comes along, it helps to organize what would just be, say, an ordinary afternoon thunderstorm. And there have been these pockets of thunderstorms. I'm sure you've heard, you know, they had tornadoes in Wyoming and Minnesota, which we don't really think of being tornadic states. And as those disturbances move from west to east across the U.S.-Canadian border, They even helped to organize the thunderstorms this far south in all the heat and humidity.
Yeah, as far as before we let you go, Dr. Joe Sobel, meteorologist in the 24-hour local weather center. Next couple of days, Joe, from what you guys can see on the models, we're going to avoid some of the really higher heat and the kind of volatile weather that we've seen.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you are tired of heat and humidity and thunderstorms, then after tomorrow you're going to like it a lot better. Mm. Tomorrow will not be as extreme, but it'll still get into the 90s, and there can still be I doubt there'll be a shower, but it'll still be getting into the 90s. But the humidity starts to lower tomorrow afternoon. We're talking upper 50s by Wednesday morning.
Woo!
And we're looking at high temperatures Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, only around 80 with low humidity. So it will be very pleasant to head out toward the end of this week.
Yeah, heading into a nice holiday weekend. Sounds great, man. Joe, thanks for that information and bring some clarity to our audience, and we certainly appreciate it. Man.
My pleasure.
All right, have a good afternoon. Appreciate
it. You too.
All right, that's Dr. Joe Sobel, 24-hour local weather center.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.